Welcome to Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm your host, Karen Young, and I'm also a spiritual teacher. The purpose of my show is to gather experience and give voice to the untold stories of the divine and how the divine intervened in your life and made a difference. I have questions. Have you ever experienced a dream of wonder and warning, divine healing, felt intuition, voice of a higher power, touched by an angel, near-death experience, or had a vision that resulted into the divine intervention? If so, I would love to hear from you at 1-888-627-6008. I'll repeat, I would love to hear from you and your stories regarding the divine, how he showed up in your life at 1-888-627-6008. And I would like to say that this is a non-judgmental show. This is a healing space, and telling your story can possibly heal yourself and others. I know by expressing myself and hearing other people's stories and experience, it helps me. And that's why I do this. I help myself, but then I would love to hear from you guys to tell me your story as well, if you can. I just would love to hear from you guys. But you know, there is a higher calling on all our lives. There's a higher calling on your life. And this evening is, you know, us communicating with the divine, divine communication, and how we communicate with the divine. I mean, in which way the divine communicate with us. I mean, you can call it Jesus, divine, God, the universe, but how does he communicate with you, and how do you communicate with him? And I will tell you how I communicate with God in a lot of ways, but usually through feeling. Some people feel him, hear him, and that's divine healing. You can hear it through, you know, you can hear God's voice, or you can hear him in a dream, or you can hear him. But my personal experience is I have feelings. My intuition, my feelings, that's how I feel God. And I talk to God, and I speak to God. And some people, they're seers. They see a vision, or they see things and angels, and they communicate with God in that way. And this is what today's show is. How do God show up for you? What way does God show up? Guys, I do want you to kind of join me today and calling me at 1-888-627-6008 and tell me your stories, how God either showed you a dream, a vision. And that's what I had in the, you know, first part of my introduction is, you know, divine healing of some sort. I want to interact you guys with the show. And if you have some stories, you can tell me how God intervened in all of us. He's talked to us and communicate with us, all of us. Some people say they don't hear God, or they don't feel God, or they don't feel his communication because he's not seeing this in the invisible. But really, it's all around you. It's, you know, it's the planets, it's the moon. I mean, if you don't have the physical part like we are, but you have all the other, when we're the evidence, actually, we're the evidence of God, but we're encased in these bodies. But really, we're souls. We're divine souls. We're divine spirits that's encased in this body. That's why this body won't last forever, because we're truly spirits. But we get so caught up in our, you know, physical that we will say, you know, some of us don't even feel God and don't know he's there. But a lot of us, you divine listeners, I know you feel him. I know you know, you hear him. And I know that you have visions and all these things. And that's what I want to do, hear from you guys if you can. And that's fine with me if you can. But I always in communication with God. I have to be. It's like water and life for me to be in it. Because I, you know, well, first of all, I had a background religion anyway that told me about God since the time I was born. I've always felt God in my life. And I'm one of the blessed ones. I must say that I'm one of the blessed ones. And it's a lot of us like that. But it's some people, and those are the ones that I'm talking to, or that don't know how to, you know, kind of communicate or, you know, feel God in their life, or they know that their everyday lives is, they're carrying on with their everyday lives, but they are not really feeling the divine. They're not really getting it. And I want to say today that God is always in communion with us. He made us. He's our creator. We didn't just come from nowhere. I mean, everything come, your eyes, your sight, your ears. What do you think all this? This is all spiritual, people. This is all spiritual. And you got to communicate with God to get on this journey and go in the right direction. And I'm always in communication with God. I want you guys to be, because it's the best thing in the world. You just got to have God as your friend for real. Your friend, your everything. You have to just rely on God on everything. Better on this journey. And entice you guys to call areas of or how God commune with you all, and how God show up for you all, because he shows up for me all in different ways, all through my, you know, I get clues all the time, but you got to be in tune with yourself to get the clues and all the stuff. It don't always come out like a burning bush Moses things, which Moses is fine, you know, but it don't always come out like that. It sometimes comes in different ways, but you have to be in tune with the spirit and with yourself first to be able to hear God. And cut that noise out. And I always express, if you can't do anything, prayer, it's always good all the time. I'm always praying. I wake up praying, all that. But, you know, be in meditation. Reason why I say meditation, to be in communication with God, guys, divine listeners, is because that's when the mind is the most still. The thoughts, you know, you can still have thoughts when you meditate, but you're still the most still part of you. Can hear God. You get more better as you do it. If you're not a meditator, that's fine too. You can pray and talk to God and ask him to show you and guide you. Some of you probably see angels or whatever way. And the way that I probably didn't mention other ways. Some people have deal with God in multiple ways and things like that. So I'm here to say that we need to stay in communion with God. We need to find out what it is that our gifts are so we can share it to the world. If it's dreaming and you share your dreams or whatever it is that you need to share your life with or your gifts with God, because God, all of us got gifts. All of us is here for a reason. All of us is here for a purpose. And I love sharing this. I love talking about God. I love talking about the divine. And I love being in the presence of the divine. And I'll always talk about them. And I'll always show you. And I'll always teach you. When I'm taught, I express. When I learn, I teach. I share you my experience. But I would like for you all to show me, share some of your experience if you like. And that, again, if you'd like to share how God showed up or something phenomenal happened to you, you can share it at 1-888-627-6008. Because I got a lot to share. I got a lot of love. And I love to share the divine with the audience. I love to share it through this medium. And if you're just tuning into me, it's not a mistake. It's for you to hear what you need to hear from the divine. And the divine wants you to be in contact with him through the sources, and that's your body, and that's your mind. That's the only way you can get through it. I mean, you can do it other ways, but I don't know another way other than through your body and your mind and the stillness that's here. So you need to be still. You need to be present, and let God come through you and feel it. And if it's through seeing or feeling, whatever way it is, and it could be hearing, voice of a higher power. You can hear that. Whatever way you feel that God communicate with you, be there, be involved, and your life will be much smoother. And that's what this journey is about, being in touch with God. And that's what I know. Like I said, I have been religious, but I've learned I have evolved way more than religions and dogma and going into. I'm not going to go deep into it because everybody have the way they deal with God and religion. Ain't nothing wrong with it going that way and that route. If that's the way you go, that's the perfect way. Read your Bible, that's the perfect way. It all the ways are perfect. To be known as the way, the voice that you hear is not telling you to hurt someone. If your voice is telling you to hurt someone or yourself, that's not the voice of God. If you got feelings that's telling you to do something different and other than doing something to bless somebody or uplifting or doing something in truth with God, then, you know, if it's not telling you to do that, then you're on the wrong track. Your thoughts are bottled up. You're in the wrong direction because God would never tell you to hurt nobody. I don't care, even if that person hurt you or wronged you or whatever. He would never lead you that. So the voice of the higher power, and it's another thing, he'll never tell you to do anything that's detrimental, hurtful, or do anything painful or anything like that. That's not of God. And if you have feelings of doing something, and then a lot of people do, they'll say, they'll blame God, and they'll say, God told me to do it. God told me to do this and that. But if it's not blessing, you know, doing something good for somebody, caring or doing all the good things that God do that put us on this earth to do, and all the stuff that he tell you to do, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be good, but a lot of stuff that, but it's not going to be dangerous. You know, he might tell you, to buy somebody's groceries, in the store. It might be something that come over you. I'm just saying that said, this woman is in need. Get her groceries. You say, what? Buy her groceries in the store. This person is in need. You can feel it. And if you do that, that's a good gesture. It's God telling you to, you get blessed when it moves on you like that. It'll move on you to do something good. And you might not always want to do it. I'll just say that. But he'll move on you to do something for someone, or, go and see someone, or help somebody you don't know. God is in for the good. And it, like I said, the tests are not always easy that God have you do. I'm not saying it's an easy thing. God could put us through some tests, baby, and it's not easy. But that's what I'm just saying. When you hear the voice, you'll know it. You'll feel it. You'll know that this is God telling. And if you're in doubt, don't do nothing, because God is not going to tell you to do nothing crazy. He's just not going to tell you to do nothing crazy. Now, he might take you off your course, and you might not know if you're driving somewhere and you have a feeling or intuition to do something just totally different, and you go with it. It may feel crazy at that time, but not crazy crazy, not hurt crazy, but something that's out of your ordinary that God wants you to see this person or do it. But it's always out of help, kindness, something that you got to do. But it's always for the whole. That's how God works. It's not just an individual thing, like this is all for me, or I got this show just for me to be a host and be. No. This show is for the whole. It's for the listeners. It's for the divine listeners. It's not for for me to, feel like some kind of famous or anything. I ain't even all about that. That's not what God does. That's when God moved on me. It wasn't even my ideal to have this show. God moved on me to get this show. And I was in the Macy's basement just drinking, but God, like I said, he'll get you when you idled. I wasn't even asleep or anything like that, guys, divine listeners. I was in having lunch. I was having lunch, a quiet lunch, in Macy's basement. I was eating some soup, but my mind was idled. I didn't have a lot on my mind. So God can sometime intervene at that time. And he intervened and kind of downloaded some stuff, was saying what that I was going to, it wasn't this concrete at this time, but he was saying that I was going to help people. It started out that I was going to help. It came down in the dialogue like I was going to help people and guide. And I'm like, how am I going to guide people or help or do this, whatever you're saying I need to do? It wasn't clear, but I could feel something on me that I had to do something for God. I had to speak on the behalf of the divine. And it wasn't all clear to me at that time, but it was a download telling me I was going to have to, speak in some kind of way. It wasn't clear. Like I said, it don't always be clear, but if you tune in more, you get more information. And I'm like, God, how am I going to do that? How am I going to do this show or whatever? It wasn't this particular show, but it was some format that I had to be on, and I didn't quite know. But I kept tuning in, and the divine revealed it to me, And I had to do some research on things and all that, but what I'm saying is God will speak to you. And I knew it wasn't no crazy thoughts, because these thoughts didn't feel like mine. It felt like a download of the divine speaking. And like I said, he didn't really speak to me. And it was in feelings, not in so much words, but in feelings. I was feeling these feelings and then getting these blocks of thought. if that makes sense. But anyway, I'm just saying it wasn't my ideal to just do this. God had chose me to do this and speak for the divine. And it's the best thing for me. And I love doing it. I love people. I love helping through the divine because, you know, when you share your stories and share your life and share your love, God loved that because he flows through us. And that's how he do. He flows through all of us. And like I said, it's a whole. It's not no one individual. I'm going to do that. I'm going to be, you know, it's not with God. God got all of us, the creators, co-creating down here with him for the good and to wake people up and get them awakening. It's about awareness and being aware of yourself. I mean, not just being in this body, but being aware of who you are, really. Who are you, you know, in this life? What is your purpose? And God, that's what God works on, our purpose. And if we don't know it, we got to find it out. We got to find out what it is they're doing. Because it's work for God. I'm going to tell you that right now. Now, we do have our careers. I'm not saying that. And all of it is spiritual. All of it is spiritual. You're helping somebody in your career. You're doing something to help the, you know, the whole better. But what I'm saying right here is that you got to get more into the divine and find out who you really are. Who you really are. Why are you really here? What's your real purpose is? Yeah, you're here to do all these other jobs, do this, have our career, have our fun. Yeah, but we're here to serve God and each other. And be good to each other in that way. And so I'm here in my element doing the work of God. And I love it. And it's called divine intervention because God divine, you know, he intervened in our lives in all types of ways. He sent people. It don't always be like, okay, just like I said, burning bush or any of that. Sometimes God send people in your life to get you in order. Some situations, it can be a bad situation just to get your attention. You could be in a terrible situation. You just rock bottom, and that's how you find God. That's how you, nothing else is going right. You just have to turn to God. You got to turn to God, and then he intervened in your life and make a difference in your life, and then you share this with someone else, and we all help each other together in a good way, in a perfect way, in God's way. And so we have to know more about who we are. We walking around with, you know, all this other information going on with us, which is fine. But a lot of stuff, unneeded things, a lot of stuff that we need to give up and give away, you know, and that's not serving us. You have to ask each other, what is this serving me? What is this? Am I being served by all this junk that's going on in my life? Let me get my life together and get closer to the divine and get closer to who I am, get closer to my purpose, and then rejoice in God's world, in God's life, and share to each other and help each other and get into guidance with God, getting the true guidance with God, not know, you know, others, get into the truth of who you really are. And once you get in that truth, you're not going to be on the wrong track. You're not going to be going in different directions. God's going to lead you where you need to be. You're going to meet the people you need to meet. And the pieces will fall in place in a way where you can have a direction. And some of us, we do have a direction. Some of us already got divine. But you can't never get no deeper. It's always deeper levels with God. It's always that next level. It's always the level where God is taking us to. We don't know where all this journey is leading to. We don't know where the beyond the journey is leaving. But while you're here, you need to be doing good with God. You need to commune with God. And what ways you can communicate with God and how God communicate with you. Just see it. Maybe you do see vision. Maybe you do feel it. Maybe you do hear it. And maybe you say, oh, that wasn't God. It wasn't crazy. No, tune into that. You're not crazy. Tune into what you heard. What was said? What did your dreams tell you? Remember them. They're significant. Sometimes it seems like they're not. But a lot of times your dreams can tell you what's going on. You might have a dream that gets you up in the middle of the night and have you call somebody or do something. Do it. You know, do it. Do what God asking you to do. And stay in tune with God. That guidance is always there. God is always communicating through people, through television, sometime, you know, I mean, through everything. Just pay attention to your life. Pay attention. Pay attention to your life. And let God lead you to where you need to be. Let God lead you straight to where you need to be, because you are in the right places. Sometimes we aren't, but sometimes we are in the right places. You know, we got some divine people. We got some people that's right into God and everything. Yes, spread the word if you are. Get deeper in it. Love more. Be more giving. Be in, put an increase in somebody's life. Praise them more. You know, it don't hurt to even praise them. You don't have to praise them out loud. Just wish everybody well that you're in contact with, at work, at home, or wherever you at. Just wish them out. Lord, I just pray for this person. And they don't have to be doing nothing. Just have increase. God is of increase. He's always of advancement, always of goodness. Put that increase in your life, no matter where you go. Even if the people you like or don't like, just try it. Put that increase, and that increase your life. You put that godliness in everything. You put that divine. I put divine in everything I do. In the most smallest, I said, Lord, just help me put divine in it. Divine thoughts. I said, Lord, guide my thoughts. Guide my steps to my direction. Guide me to where I need to go today. It don't be like for the future. It be this morning. Guide me in all my sayings, doing, and my emotions, thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Guide it through the divine. And I ask that every morning when I drive. I said, Lord, I pray for the cars in front of me, back of me, side of me. Let me reach all my destinations, and as well as the whole. See, I pray for everything and everybody. I said, as well as the whole, everybody, all the kids, everything.
And like I said, we are always in communicating with the divine. And so the thing is I'm always in prayer. I'm always in the divine prayer. Like I said, I always ask God to guide me in my steps, into my divine steps every day. I get up in the morning and say, Lord, please divine, please guide my steps. Guide my steps, but not only my steps, guide my kids, my, you know, my neighbors, everybody. I pray for the whole. I pray for everything. And so I pray for the cars in front of me, but I mean, whatever. I just pray that I reach all my destinations safe. And that's the thing I do. And so I constantly do that on everything. So when I leave out the door, I feel really good. I feel really safe. And I feel, before I drive my car, I pray. So yeah, it might be seen to be extreme to people, but I just try to cover all bases. I just let the divine lead my life, because this is where it all comes to. It comes to you really relying on God for everything. Not that you can't live in your life. We all co-creators, but that's the way I do it. That's the way I cover it, and I pray for everything and everybody, you know, on the block or wherever, brothers, sisters, friends, everything. And that way, you know, I know they're covered by God, by the divine, by Jesus, by Christ consciousness. We're all covered. And that's how I go into a life. And I just rely on him. And the Bible tells you to rely on him. You Bible readers, who people, you know, but they'll know by reading or whatever. But it's always that you have to stay in close proximity with God. He's always in there, but you have to stay. He's always there, but it's just us. We don't stay in tune. And I don't always either. That's why I've covered myself throughout, because it gets kind of, you know, kind of crazy throughout the day and stuff like that. So I, you know, try to stay in it. But anyway, it's just the feeling of how do you communicate with God? I mean, is he, you know, how does he talk? How do you communicate with you? And he always communicates with me, seems to me, through my feelings. And that's how he expressed it. I feel him now within my body. I feel God. I've always felt God in my life. And I just want everybody to feel that. Everybody don't, but everybody can. And everybody can know that God is for them, even if they're going through whatever their darkest, you know, periods in their life, their trials, their tribulations. Not saying that we ain't gonna go through that, not saying nothing ain't gonna happen through my day, but I still pray before myself. I still, you know, rely on God. It's not that ain't nothing, you know, bad, but you know how to deal with it. You know how to encounter things much smoother, much better, because you consult constantly with God. And he's always telling us what to do. Make this move, make this, you know, you had this feeling to go here when you're in it, or you're in trouble, or you heard something. And then when you first hear something that's bad, you just say, all is well. That's what you say. You say, all is well within God. When it comes down, whatever happens to you, just say, all is well with God. And Lord, help me to get through this situation. If only what's going on right then and there, you can, you know, ask God. And then you can move, proceed through whatever it is that you're going through. If it's a sickness, you stay grateful. I say, stay grateful. I always say, you always hear me saying, stay grateful. I was grateful that I could do this today. I'm grateful for everything in my life. And so that's God. And that keeps that going. That keeps that spirit, that goodness, that greatness of God within you. It keeps us together. And if you're in that frame of mind, you're going to attract the people that you need to attract in your life. You're going to be all right. It's not that you nothing bad or something else. You know, we have our problems in life. But you just stay in communication with God. This was God's words to me today, to tell you to stay in communication with him. Stay true to him, because when you stay true to God, you stay true to yourself. And you can't never go wrong. This truth is always here. You say, Lord, show me the truth. Tell me the truth about it. It'll always be there. It'll be in your intuition. Somebody lying to you, or you getting ready to start a deal, or any kind of deal or decision you're going to make, you just have to consult the Lord and wait. Sometimes it feels like right now I'm in a decision, right now, that I don't know whether I should do this or that. And I'm always in communion with God, but sometimes it don't always come. It hasn't came in a feeling now, because I don't know. I haven't gave up on it. I'm still, you know, maybe it'll come in another way. You know, it'll always come that way. So, but what I'm saying is I'm in some, you know, not a problem, but just in a, sometimes we get undecided. Well, should I do this or should I do that? You know, I'm telling y'all now, I'm getting into real estate. I've never gotten into real estate. And I'm trying to see whether or not I should do that. Would it be beneficial to me? Whatever it is that I'm going through. But God will give me the answer. He will give me the answer. I know that. He will give it to me. And when he gave it to me, I accept it. I know that it's him. It feels right. And I can make the decision. And sometimes it's not right or wrong that you're in a situation. It's just you need to make a decision. Is this right for me? Would this empower me? That's another one. You just have to ask yourself some questions, too. Will this situation empower me? Is this moving me forward toward the goal that I'm trying to get? Is it moving me toward God? Would it do help, you know, in that situation? So, you know, just always ask yourself some questions and see what comes out, because God is through the answer and through the problem, or the answer and the question. All of it really comes in there. You just got to know that the answer is with the question. And so you have to know the answer is with the question. It is always in the question. The answer is there too. You just have to know that and trust it. When you get it, it's a feeling you get. You say, okay, I'm going to get it. But I, to be honest with you guys, I'm still undecided about the real estate thing. I'm undecided. And I'll be real with y'all. You know, sometimes I don't get all the stuff. I don't get all this, but I still rely on God. I still rely on Christ, consciousness within me. I know that it's be revealed to me. You have to have that faith too. And that's where the communion with God, the communication with God is that faith. You know, you got to have that faith. You know, God is going to reveal it. Just decide you ain't, you know, he's going to reveal it. Or the spirit or whatever way, you know, the divine, you know, Christ consciousness, Jesus, whatever you call it, the universe will reveal it. And then, you know, and when I'm in doubt and when I feel like, you know, the answer haven't, you know what, I do nothing at all. I do nothing at all. So, you know, it's about staying in the spirit. You know, staying in the spirit of God that's within you. It's about that. Stand there for all your problems or your situations or your healings or whatever it is that you got going. You have to stay in that spirit. You got to stay in with God. You got to stay in with the divine and let God guide you. And he's always guiding. It's not a question. It's just sometimes we don't get it, you know, that time, at that particular time. And then God got the best timing. But sometimes we can be very impatient in our time. And I know I'd be, I'm like, I don't know, you know. I'm sitting up here, I'm waiting, you know. But then when you're in that frame of mind, you're not in the grace. You're not in, really in the mind. You're not in the receiving mode. You have to be in the receiving mode. And that's when you're communicating with God. Because you have to ask the question or say the prayer. And this is one another thing. Well, my prayers ain't coming true. Or it ain't acting the way I want to. But the truth of the matter is you got to make the statement or say the prayer or ask the question. Or whatever. And then you have to be in the receiving mode to receive it. Do we all do that? Or we just steady praying on that same situation? We ain't never really an expectation of receiving it. So you have to have an expectation to receive whatever it is that you're putting out to God. You have to have expectation with that because the answer is definitely there. And but that's what my show is about. It's about communicating with God. When you pray, it's like you putting, you know, your question or your prayer out. It's out there in the you know, you're communicating with God. But then you communicate with God. Now God is communicating with you. You need to receive it. But you got to receive it with expectation. You have to receive it where God can give it to you. If you're still on the problem, then you're not letting God solve it. You're still on that same problem. You're talking about it over and over. You know, you didn't really let it go. You pray, you let it go, and then with expectation, you have to be in receiving mode there. Say, okay, God's going to give it to me. It's happening. He's giving it to me, and he will. And he will give you the right question, answer to your questions, and the answers. And that's what the way the divine works. But you got to be in communication with God all the time. I mean, you know, it can't be every day. I know every moment we all busy. We all, but I'm just saying, mostly you know, even if you do it, like I said, before you go to bed and waking up, you can communicate that way. I do it throughout the day. I'm just, you know, ask God, you know, to do it. But my most spent time is at night and during the morning. But I do pray throughout the day. And I ask God to help me and guide me throughout the day and give me wisdom and show me what I need to know and show me exactly where I need to go. But divine listeners, I know you got it. I know you guys got it. Y'all know what to do. But I'm just, you know, expressing my way. I'm always, you know, expressing what's my personal experience. Because this is my show, and this is divine intervention. He's always intervening in my life and making a difference in my life. So I'm always going to, you know, express that. I'm always going to, you know, tell you my experience. That's the only way I can come to. This is my point of view. This is my point of view with the divine and my experience with the divine. And it's evolved. And guys, it will continue to evolve. If you think you're more of a God, you get more into the divine and God more and more. He will show you more. You'll be further than you've ever been. You just need to continue to pray and stick with it. And those who didn't know this, and you just start out or whatever, you just start out praying and asking God for guidance. And he'll guide you too. Because all of us is all God's children. What way, whether we know it or not, whether we awake or not, you know, I'm still being awakening up. You know, he's still waking me up from all the stuff that's going on. I'm still being evolved into the Lord. And I'm going to share all that I've learned and as much as I can to share this divine love that God has, because it's not about me. It's really about everybody else. It's about all spirits that's here and co-create. God deals in a whole. He don't deal, I mean, he deals one-on-one, but he deals for us to help each other in this journey we are on. That's how God deals. And so that's, if you start thinking of things in a way where you can help people, your life increase. It'll be more fulfilling when you're helping people. When you, you know, and when it's just not about you, when you're helping people and you're doing things on a more helping more people. The more people you help, the more you help yourself. The more you pray for people, the more you pray for yourself. The more you have gratitude for people or helping people, it's more you put out, the more you get in. It's God's law, you know. You give more, and I'll tell you, if you have less, ask yourself, have I given? And you say, oh, I don't have enough to give. Just try giving. You'll have more. I know it sounds crazy. It's God's law. If you have less and you don't have more, just try giving more. Even if it's a little bit, try giving it, and you'll get a lot back. I know it sounds crazy, you know, but you have to give in order to get. And people tell you, you got to get before you can give. No, you have to give. And that's when you ain't communication with God. I didn't always know that. But, you know, because it was like, I can't even hardly, you know, get my own self. You know, I can't really, no, you got to give. God said give. So you have to be in that giving mode, not to just to get something back, but just give. Because it's the thing to do, it's the right thing to do, and if you feel good, it's good in giving, and it's gain in giving. So, I mean, and that's how you communicate with God, too. He'll tell you these things. He'll let you know all the things you need to know, but you got to be in communication with God. You got to be, you know, wanting to be in communication with God and knowing that God will lead you and guide you. It's a good thing. And if you can give more, do more, be more loving, this is what it's about. This is what my show is about, how God will intervene in your life. If he ain't already, he will. And he already have, you know, in all the ways, but you have to see it. You have to uncover it in your life and how God make a difference in your life, because he make a difference in mine every day in so many ways. And so I'm still learning. I'm still, you know, finding ways to give more, do more, become more. And it's all in the becoming. And it's all stemming from God. It's all stemming from the divine. It's all in the wholeness of God. That's where it's at, divine listeners. That's where it's at. It's in the wholeness of God. And this is a good thing. This is where all things happen. So if you're in trouble or you're in healing, continue to rely on God, commune with him, even though, you know, you're not in the best, you know, situation as far as your health or whatever. It's a lot of people sick out here. But like I said, focus on the health better and focus on God and healing. Focus on the healing part and focus on God healing you. And stay in commune with God and leave that up to God and turn that over. A lot of stuff we don't understand. Like I said, I don't understand a whole lot of stuff, but, you know, God is always with us. But just as long as you rely on him, continue to stay faithful and stay in faith, you will get the benefits of being with God. And he's always here. So you have to communicate with God and like I said, I don't know if some of you can communicate with him, and he communicate with you all through different ways and different things. Like I said, through intuition or divine, you know, healings or whatever, God always got us in all sort of ways. So I just say to you all, stay in commune. I'm in commune with God. I stay communicated all the time with him. And whatever your problem is, whatever your source is, whatever you're feeling, whatever how tough your situation has gotten, God will turn that around. He always do. I mean, you won't stand it. Sometimes we have a season where it's a long, you know, pretty long season. You're like, well, where God at? You know, but you don't give up. Continue to stay, and it'll always turn around. And then you have to be grateful, too, in the season of what's going on, too. You got to be grateful in that. And I always say grateful because grateful kills all the negative. It kills all the things that, the thoughts that's coming in that's negative. If you stay in a grateful mood and appreciative mood, it kills all that. And it allows you to stay in a space where God can deal and meet you at. You stay in a healing space where God can, you know, deal with you. And so that's why I say stay grateful and stay appreciative and stay positive too. All that matters, all of it. And you say, well, how does that matter? Well, a bad attitude, bad thoughts, bad whatever, I always come to that. It never helps. I mean, we can be, but we ain't feeling good. You're not going to be in it. But if you kind of change it around and then you change the situation, change your perspective, and change your point of view, it can, you know, turn around. You know, you say, I'm here for a reason. I'm this is happening for a reason, but it's happening for a good reason. God got a call for me. All that, it has to turn around. When you start talking that way and being in that space, God always turn that around. That negativity, being sick and evil in me, it can't turn you around, you know. So you got to be in a space where, you know, even if you're not feeling well or doing good, and I know it's hard, but keep your heart open to that. Stay open to that. Like I said, when you pray, you got to stay open for the answers. And you have to have that expectation for the happenings that's going on with that. And so, yeah. You know, you got to stay in action with God. And how you stay in that and active and activated with God, you have to stay in prayer. You got to stay in meditation. You got to stay in spirit. You know, you got to stay open. And so I keep that open space, and you guys keep that open space, and I know a lot of you do, but I still have to say it to those who don't. You know, I don't know who's listening, but whoever's listening, that you got to keep a space open. You got to stay open for God. And once you do that, you trust in it, you trust God, and you trust the divine, and he intervenes in your life all the time. You start seeing changes in your life. You start seeing all kind of blessings in your life. Stay this way. You stay in it. And you stay through it. And God is always listening. I know it looked like he ain't. He's always hearing our calls. He's always hearing us, even in our feelings, even if we ain't saying it. Our thoughts are out there. God is here. God, hear me. You know, God, hear my kids. You know, have us watch over them. God, watch over everything. Watch over the divine. Your divine, do all of that. God, hear us in every way. He would not leave us down here with no equipment, no nothing, no way to get to him. He wouldn't leave us. That's not the way it is. We're all here for a reason. We all have our purpose. We all have our way of getting to God, and we have to know that. And we have to use it. If we don't, I mean, you know, it's a possibility you're going to feel lost. You're going to feel like, you know, nobody loves you. I mean, you can't get the people around you. And you say, well, where's God? I don't feel the loving hands or the touch or whatever. But you got to get into the spirit of it. And get in the spirit of it and stay in it. And God will lift you up. That's all I can say. He will lift you up. He will guide you, and you need to be open for something like that. You have to be ready for it, and God is always, always available. I know it seems like he's not, but he's always available for everybody. There's no soul out here that can. I don't care what you did. I don't care how, you know, bad you think you are. I don't care what you say you did. You can communicate with God, and God can communicate with you. I don't care what it is. You murdered somebody, you hurt somebody, you did something, the communication, all you have to do is say, Lord, forgive me, you know, for my sins or whatever I did or whatever it was, and God hear you. And he'll start dealing with you, start changing your mind, he'll start changing your thoughts. And, you know, you've seen it on a whole lot of television shows where people, you know, been criminals and been turned up. It's, you know, it's not a new thing that I'm saying. It's just that a lot of people still are asleep with how they can communicate. Just don't feel like nobody's there for them. You still got people out. Nobody's there. I can't feel it. I can't feel it. Where are you got? You still got these people out here, and I still got to say it. I know it's not nothing new, and it'll never be new, but it still need to be said that you need to be in communication with God. You need to ask God. You still need to communicate with God in as many ways as you possibly can. Prayer, meditation, whatever. You still need to do that. And there's still people saying they can't feel God, you know, just because they can't see Him. They don't, you know, they don't know how to come. They don't know where He's at. They got so much stuff going on in their life that they can't seem to, you know, feel like they can contact God. That's why I'm saying this tonight. They seem to, you know, I still hear it. I don't know what God, you know, He's not here. He's not here for me. If He was, why did this happen to me? And the truth of the matter is, divine listeners, I don't know why things happen to people in the way they happen, but I know God is here to help you deal with them. We're not going to be having no ideal lives all the time or things, you know, like that. But the thing is that you know you got a power, the higher power, the highest power is Christ consciousness to deal with whatever that's coming at you. It's coming at you. You got a higher power to deal with it. You got all that within you. You have everything that you need within you. You just got to call upon it. I'm talking about those who don't know how to call upon it. There's still people don't. You got to call upon it. And you got to believe that there's a power that's you got to still go with belief. You got to believe that's a power that's all power that made everything and everybody. And you're a part of it. You're an aspect of God. And you're a part of that solution. When you have to know that God is within you. You're a part of that solution. So, you know, God's going to give you that solution. You just got to be available. You got to receive it in a way, you know, where He can get to you. Because if you're, like I said, if you're clogged and you're everywhere and you just focus on the problem, you can't see it. So I'm saying stay in communication with God as much as you can through prayer, through meditation, through talk, through everything. And that's coming from my heart. That's coming from the divine heart that's within me to reach out to the listeners that wants to be with God, that wants to communicate with God and want their problem solved and want their life a much easier way. I'm that vessel that God used for that, to reach you, to reach the listeners that want to be on a journey with God, that don't know they want to be on a journey, but you could find a way to be on a journey with God and don't even know it. I'm just saying, He's available, or it's available, the universe is available, whatever way you want to say it, but I call it the divine. And I interchange with Christ consciousness, all that too. But that's how I communicate, and that's the divine in me wanting to, you know, connect with the divine in you. And so I'm winding down now, and I want everybody to know that divine is always present, be in the present time. And I want y'all to know that everything that I experience, again, that I experience in my life, I want to convey it to you. I want to connect with you all in a real way, in a divine way. And so I try to convey that in all my conversations with my heart and with what God gave me, or my experiences, I guess I'm saying, my experiences and how God, you know, deal with me. So I try to, you know, tell you realistically how personally, in my personal life, how God deals with me. So I deal with the heart, and I try to spread the love of the divine in many ways as I can. because everybody don't know it, and I'm sharing it. And some do know it, I still share it. So I'm winding down, and you know, I'm not. I'm going to be here in the next. My next show is October the 6th. Central Time at 8 o'clock p.m. And this is not the end of our conversation. I'll be getting back with you guys in the next 2 weeks. I love you guys, and God bless.